All right, welcome back to the Week 2 Recap on Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin. I'm here with Dylan Shiver.
Hey, man, good to be here.
And Dan Majester.
Oh, we're gonna go right into
we're gonna acknowledge that you're here today.
I'm not gonna awkwardly sit in the room.
Dan's
for like
getting
10
more
minutes.
Respect. He doesn't deserve it, but he's getting more of it.
You don't.
No, you're gonna hear more of my voice, people. Get used to
you're
it.
You're being given respect that you didn't earn.
Can I point out real quick that Dan shows up to work like a couple months ago with a fuckboy haircut, and he claims that like he didn't ask for it; the barber just gave it to him. He just went back again, like on Friday, and got another one. So he lied to us the first time.
No, I'm just
very
completely on this now.
But you need to explain something. What is a fuckboy haircut?
It's the Peaky Blinders with the real short sides. It goes up high and it's long on top. It's what Jordan Rogers has.
Or the Phil and Lil from Rugrats.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get
That is where it originated.
The haircut that every guy on The Bachelorette had. It's the fuckboy. Everyone has it.
No, I know. I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm making sure that you explain
nothing
it
but
to
compliments
people who,
this weekend.
I'm telling the kids out there what it
tell
is.
The
nothing
kids.
But compliments this weekend from both sexes. I mean, so.
Anyway, enough about Dan's hair. We're back here at Grand X headquarters in Austin, Texas, to talk some more college football, gambling, news.
A wild finish at Oklahoma State.
A wild, wild finish at Oklahoma State that never should have happened. Shouldn't have existed.
So, for those who are unaware, I'm sure you are, if you have a TV with ESPN, Oklahoma State lost the game, but they shouldn't have. The play before the last one was a fourth down intentional grounding as time ran out. Correct, Dan?
Time expired. But the referees called it a loss of down
per
and
the
gave
ruling.
Central Michigan the ball with an untimed down.
Per the ruling, the game is over.
It should have been, yeah.
They give Central Michigan?
Central Michigan, yeah.
Michigan
loss.
One untimed down. They threw a Hail Mary. There was a lateral. It was an incredible play. Boom. They
Thank
win.
God.
Dude
they
catches
didn't.
The Hail Mary on like the four, gets hit.
He crosses field.
Throws a lateral to his boy. Who crosses the entire field? For
it was
six.
An unbelievable
it
play.
It was the most incredible thing
that
I've ever
should
seen.
Not have happened. Here's my question.
I'm glad it did, though.
Why can't you appeal that? Because that was a human error. The refs cost them the game. Why can't Oklahoma State be like, look, we won the game, fair and square. Here's the ruling. Time ran out. Why can't they appeal that? Does anybody know the answer to that question?
The only thing I've seen so far is that an argument that only a referee can end the game. But I don't see how that
you're just going to erase that incredible play from the memory of like it ever happened.
That's clear. It's not going to happen. They cannot go back and change it now. But what's funny is that both the officiating crews from the MAC and the Big 12 have been suspended, and that both they are all together trying to figure out what to do, and that not a single person was like, oh wait, hey guys, the game is over.
They're all like, oh, fuck, I don't know. What
so
do
was
do?
This
about,
like
how about
a combined
down?
Big 12 MAC team of referees? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So they're not used to working together?
I will say it's a weird ruling. I don't think you should be able to intentionally ground a ball as time expires to end the game.
And I guess the referees thought that too.
Yeah. I mean, common sense tells me that you shouldn't end the game like that. But what do I know? I don't wear one of those striped shirts.
This might you don't?
Nah.
Okay. This might drive some kind of rule change because, I mean, that was nuts.
Yeah. It was nuts, man.
We've got a tailgate photo and video contest going on Instagram that if you're not involved in yet, you should be. The Instagram account is at TFMTailgate. Get on there, DM us photos, email us videos to TFMTailgate@TotalFratMove.com. We're giving out weekly prizes to the photo or video with the most likes. And I haven't looked at it again, but we'll find our winner.
There's probably a winner.
And we'll announce them on Thursday and hit them with their prize.
It's a Virginia Tech photo produced.
Apparently it's
says.
A Virginia Tech photo.
Cool.
I don't know what that means. But
yeah, we'll figure it out.
Also, let's go ahead and get into our pick'em pool. We have a pick'em pool. If you go to foxsports.com and search Backdoor Cover or search TFM, our pick'em pool should... Well, fuck, if you're not already in it, you can't get in it, right?
No, you can get in it.
Oh, you can still get in there. So get in there. Every week is a new week, unless you're me, in which case I'm the overall leader in the pick'em through 2 weeks, and I won this week outright.
Cool, man.
So you get the $50 gift card?
So I get the prize this week. Nobody else gets anything. Rob Fox looks like he had 11 points. Dylan had 6. That's piss poor. Dan, you had 9. Solid week.
Decent bounce back.
Very solid. I had 11, but I also had the tiebreaker. Producer Micah had 6. Also piss poor. Anyway, you can play, too. Play with us every week. We're giving out a prize to whoever wins. Again, I won this week, so I get the prize.
Yeah, we get it, man.
FoxSports.com, find the college pick'em page, search TFM, search backdoor cover. I'll be taking the prize this week of a $50 Man Outfitters gift card.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy Dan's mom something.
That's very nice of you.
It's very nice of you.
From ManOutfitters.com.
That's nice, man.
What else? Dan, what else should we talk about? I don't know.
I don't know. You seem noticeably just exhausted.
I am very tired.
Just too much football?
Honestly, I guess like my brain is exhausted from all the emotional. Honestly, the NFL wore me out. There was like how many 1-point games there?
Lots.
Yeah,
that was exhausting.
Red zone was going nuts yesterday.
The most ever, I think.
I didn't leave my house yesterday. It's not like I did anything strenuous. I was on the couch the entire day watching football, but I like can barely keep my eyes open right now.
Yeah, I had an emotional weekend as well, and it revolved around UCF not covering the spread.
Yeah, that. So I bet you, I took Michigan in our pick, on our podcast, but I bet UCF with my heart and
money
and money. And I fucking lost. So thanks a lot. Golden Knights.
Just Knights. We're no longer golden.
Wait,
but
really?
It's just the Knights.
But it was the Golden Knights.
Yeah. Like 10 years ago.
Why are you betting on UCF? Like there's some kind of
35 and a half.
I had this
a
feeling,
lot of points.
I had this feeling, like this magical feeling. First, Dan took them outright.
I did.
Okay.
I went there and
I
went through
an
emotional time at the Texas tailgate.
We encourage betting with your heart on backdoor cover.
We do.
It usually works.
Never
out.
Use your head.
Never use your brain.
So we were at tailgate setting up for the UTEP game. It was me and producer Micah. And we were the only people there because I guess Texas fans just don't really. This is like 4 hours before the game.
Dude, nobody Texas really, fans show up for big games.
Nobody showed up.
It's UTEP
until 2 hours before the game. Yeah, but it's drinking. It's tailgate. Like, do kids just not come out to drink?
You're dealing with a very pretentious fan base.
This is true. I guess Texas students are known to just not give a shit about
Texas
anything.
Texas fans are too good for UTEP.
They're too good to drink.
It's not what it's about, Dan. They do drink. They're just not at a tailgate.
Just not a tailgate.
They're like,
come on, man.
They're having fancy cocktails in fancy places.
Okay. So it's very quiet. It's very reserved at the tailgate. It's just me and Micah sitting up waiting for everybody. And we're watching the UCF-Michigan game. UCF's down 30, and I am completely into it. We score a touchdown in the third quarter to give us 14. We're down 30. I think it was 44-14. And I was just going nuts. I'm like, all right, we're going to fucking pull this out. We're going to cover the spread.
Yeah, I saw you
By
fire
pull
out
this out, he means cover the spread.
Yeah. I saw you fire out an optimistic tweet right after that touchdown. Oh, and that was it.
And what happened was Harbaugh went. We stopped Michigan twice on third down when they were up 30, and Harbaugh went for it on fourth down twice, up 30, before picking his nose.
Well, if you think Harbaugh didn't have money on that game, you're crazy.
I know he did. He definitely knew what the spread was, and I think he had Michigan for sure. But the entire time, I was just cursing Harbaugh's name out, just
because he went for it on fourth. Because
he went for it on fourth down twice, up 30, and if you don't know, UCF ended up losing by 37. So we lost. I lost by 1.5.
Fuck.
It was not great.
I was next. This is producer Mike. I was next to Dan at the tailgate. And I ended up going to the UT game. And I was surrounded by like some drunk people and some very over-the-top children that were very enthusiastic for UT. No one was half as excited as Dan at the tailgate watching the UCF game by himself. And just, like, throwing chairs and cursing. Like, he could have been heard across the entire LBJ library. It was excellent.
I've never felt more hopeless in my life than having to bank on Nick Patty, our backup quarterback, scoring a garbage-time touchdown to cover the spread. Or even a field. Like, we would never kick a field goal, obviously, in that situation because we're down, like, 37.
You know what I think?
But I felt like the Japanese, I imagine this is how the Japanese felt after Hiroshima.
Okay. You know what I think? I think we spend too much time talking UCF during these recaps.
There's one other guy that listens to this podcast who's a UCF fan.
We're losing followers.
Or we're just picking up the second biggest school in the country. This is their podcast.
Wait, UCF is the second biggest school
also,
in the country?
Also, I've always been a proponent of Producer Mike and not having a microphone. I'll go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I think we should get into the Virginia Tech-Tennessee game at Bristol. 156,000 people. Did you guys watch any of that game?
Watched a little.
There was not a single, not one good seat in the entire place.
They're like two miles away from the field.
Yeah, the end zone seats. There was like 200 yards of just field between the front row and the end zone. They were terrible. I understand it's a cool setting.
It looks cool.
Big-ass stadium, 156K.
They got their picks.
Not a single good seat in the house.
Could you booze in there?
Yeah, there's
plenty of beer.
Yeah.
So
I think they ordered like.
But the seats were terrible. Never would I ever go to a football game.
At a NASCAR track.
It's just like going to a NASCAR race.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You can't see shit.
No, it's
what are you
not.
Doing?
Because
watching
the track is right up against the stands. They're right in your face.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
The field is like. It feels like a 3-iron away from the front row.
And I
it looks so stupid.
The appeal of going to a NASCAR event is you feel the cars go by.
Right, right.
And you get that rush.
Down in your loins.
Completely different. Yeah. Like the people on the upper deck, whatever, they had no idea what was going on in this game.
And this is the largest crowd to ever watch a college football game?
Yeah. 156,900.
I feel like that shouldn't count.
And change.
That's a lot of people. It really shouldn't.
I think Michigan Notre Dame from, 2013 should still have the record.
Cool idea, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Eh. Yeah, I'm not sad that I wasn't there.
But again, we called it. I think all of us called it, right? Tennessee had that bounce back against Virginia Tech. Did somebody have VT?
I took VT.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, it was my only loss in our five games that we picked live.
It's a pretty good bounce back week for the SEC after we proclaimed them dead last week.
You?
No. I asked the question. I proposed the question that
no one proclaimed them dead.
The national media
wording.
Has.
Shouts to Navy for winning, despite four though.
Push.
Despite Steve Holt, they won the game.
That's true. That's
despite
true.
Steve Holt hating the troops
after he said blank the troops.
Granted, my roommate who just got out of the Army said he kind of respected the hell out of that move.
That's weird.
That's funny.
He likes that better than when you say thank you for your service. I think troops
that's,
don't like
does
that.
Does not shock me that your roommate has that view.
That's just really strange, Dan.
I don't think troops like when you thank them for their service.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Best game I watched.
I don't think they like that phrase.
I
think you phrase it better.
Can we turn Dan's mic off?
None of us are the troops.
We can't speak for the troops. Let's go ahead and talk. My favorite game of the weekend was Arkansas TCU.
Yes, I called that outright too.
And Dylan, you took TCU, and everybody else took Arkansas. But that was fantastic.
Yeah. What was the line? TCU by 7.5? Yeah, I was done. I don't know, man.
That's just classic Bielema, though. He's going to win games that he's not supposed to win, and then next week they're going to – I guarantee Arkansas is going to have like a nail biter against Texas State.
Dude, there is literally no way that is an accurate prediction.
No, that's how Arkansas rolls. They're going to beat
who
teams
plays
they
Texas
shouldn't.
State?
Arkansas.
Really?
It's playing Texas State on Saturday.
They win games they're not supposed to, and then they just lose like games that they're favored in. It makes
great.
No sense.
So, I think Brett Bielema is my favorite college football coach.
Brett Bielema?
Why? He's trash.
Because he's just a big old fat guy.
No, he's trash, dude. He's a dick.
Brett Bielema is the Jeff Fisher of the NCAA.
I'll show you a video.
He is the perennial 6-6, 7-5 coach.
I'll show you a video from last year on the sideline that will make you hate Brett Bielema.
What does he do?
There's a play where he's on the sideline, of course. He's the head coach. And the action comes toward him on the sideline. And like one of the opponents gets like knocked down. And he gets up in this guy's face, like chirps at him. This guy retaliates somehow, gets a penalty on him, and then Brett Bielema just starts going crazy, just really excited about what he like getting a penalty on this, 20-year-old kid on the opposing team. He looked like a complete jackass. I can't stand this guy.
I respect that level of immaturity.
No, he's trash.
I don't understand what Mike is doing right now. He's pulling up Brett Bielema's wife.
Mike wants us to acknowledge that his wife's side.
He's
who cares?
He's a coach. Of course,
okay,
he's an SEC
millions.
Coach. Of course, he has an attractive wife.
Well, he's also just doesn't appear to care much about his body,
his physical
fitness.
He's
a trash human.
Which,
but he lives in Arkansas.
Respect.
Does anyone in Arkansas really care about
the
body?
I know hashtag Chad's listening probably.
No,
he's a big Arkansas guy. Look, I'm sorry, Chad.
We'll
pick Suey.
I've got
Liberty Bowl this year.
Coach.
I've got
get your tickets
many,
for Liberty Bowl, Chad.
Okay, Dan.
Too many Arkansas people in my fucking corner. I cannot hate on Arkansas in any way.
Great game, though. The two-point conversion, the reverse
yes,
pass
that was
to the quarterback.
Sweet.
That was incredible. But
also, I had Arkansas in real life.
Hey, Dan.
Me too, outright. I had the money line.
Hey, what happened at the Rice Army game, man?
Okay, so this is my favorite story of the weekend. The Rice Army game got delayed because the Army donkey, one of their mascots, one of the mules, just took a shit on the field.
So first of
why
all,
why is that a delay? Why can't they just pick it up real quick and move on?
I think there's a lot of shit.
How many mules do they have out there?
There's a few.
So they don't have just one mascot? It's like an army of mules?
I think there's at least half a dozen.
Wow.
Was it a mule or a donkey? I'm getting conflicted information.
Is that the same thing?
No.
What's the difference between a mule and donkey?
Okay, a mule is half horse, half donkey. Also, a mule is infertile. They can't reproduce. Did you know that? I bet you didn't.
Didn't.
How
no
are they
know,
not
though.
Extinct?
Because you can make them with a
okay,
horse and a donkey.
I think they're mules.
They're mules.
It's an army mule.
They're mules. We have confirmed.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
As long as you mate a donkey and a horse, because those are not extinct, then you can make a mule.
You can mate a donkey and a horse?
Yes, and it makes a mule. It's a half. It's a half.
But they can't reproduce.
They can't reproduce themselves, though.
That seems like it should be illegal.
Why?
Like mating a human and an ape.
You don't think you can do that, though?
You can't.
I don't think we're there yet.
But, like, we're working towards that?
I'm sure there's
saying.
One guy.
I taught y'all
I'm sure there's
today.
One guy out there.
Horses and donkeys
can mate.
Should stay in their own lane.
Isn't that how AIDS started, though?
No. They mate. Okay, mules are very hardworking animals.
I'm just saying there should be segregation between horses and donkeys.
I think that's wrong.
Well, your opinion.
That's a very
baby.
That's a very bigoted view of you.
That's just like your opinion, man.
You don't like interspecies erotica?
What else? What are we?
Well, let's just say we can go into Colorado, oh, no. A team that we probably talk about too much on.
Why would we go into Colorado?
Well, I officially named them TFM's team.
Why did you do
that? People's team. I did this back when they released a hype video, like I think a month or before the season, for their 4-9.
Are we talking about Colorado at Boulder?
Colorado Damn Buffs. Sco Buffs. Went 4-9 last year, released this awesome hype video, and they do a weekly series where they recap and do like this 20-minute like mini episode.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
It's called The Rise, and it's the most incredible thing on the internet right now. And I'm all on board the Buffs. They are 2-0 this season ever since I proclaimed them the people's team, and they are just trouncing motherfuckers. They're putting up like 500 yards offense every game, putting up 50 points.
Who have they played so far?
Colorado State. Rivalry game.
That's true.
But then I think last week was like, or Saturday was Idaho State or something.
Well, I just want to say that.
So we're riding high.
You should get we. Now it's we.
Yeah, if you want to invite me out to Boulder, feel free.
Hey, we're doing a squad trip to Denver coming up, maybe.
You should get 100% of the credit for Colorado being 2-0, in my opinion.
I think so.
I just want to be clear about that.
We're going to be competing
a lot of
Pac-12
time talking then. About teams that no one cares about.
I think
well, there was nothing
really
to talk
care.
About this week.
I mean, it was a. I think the NCAA punted on week two. I said that in my recap.
That's true.
There was no top 25 matchups.
Week three should be decent,
Dan,
though.
Tell us about more things you've said in the past.
This isn't the fucking Dan show, Dan.
God. Now let's toss it to some other podcast to tell you about their podcast, because this one's going so fucking well.
Hey, everybody. This is Madison Wickham, co-host of Dudes Doing Business, the latest and greatest business podcast that's available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Every week on Mondays, myself, David Ruff, and the strikingly handsome Joseph Nullet sit down and we talk biz.
That's Dudes Doing Business there.
Dave, what's your favorite thing to do in business?
I like to shake hands because it's neat to meet people.
If you like business and dudes doing it.
Look, if you like dudes, then
wait,
you should listen to this podcast.
Hold on. We can't phrase it that way.
No, we can. We just did.
Business and dudes doing it.
Other podcasts are afraid to go there. We're not. Hashtag business wins.
Dudes Doing Business. It's available on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
Hey, it's Dave again. In case you haven't gotten enough of me, you can listen to us over on the Touching Base podcast with Postgrad Problems. I'm here with Will DeFries. Hi, Will.
What's up?
Looking good?
You as well.
You feeling good?
Always.
Okay. Tell them why they should listen to our podcast.
If you want to be at the hotspot for all things fajitas and miatas, there's no other place to go but our podcast.
Wow. You hear that? No other place.
You might know how to close a deal based on dudes doing business, but now you need to know what happens after you close that deal.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You don't just close and hang out. You got to close and then do something else,
yeah.
Idiots.
You go have Tex-Mex and a drop-top convertible.
Yeah, that's how you live the good life. That's how you be super tight like us. All right, so go subscribe to our podcast, Touching Base. Give us 5 stars. Give us a review. And just tell your friends that you enjoy our podcast and that you love everything about us. Thanks.
All right, we're back. We're going to recap a little bit of our gambling segment from last week. I went 3-1-1.
Another money-making week.
Which is just fantastic. Dan, also 3-1-1. You have to respect
Congrats,
that.
Congrats, guys.
Dylan, 2-2-1. That is what we call an L.
And with that,
I get to slap you in the open-handed slap you in the face on Thursday.
Going to have a red face and a bleached butthole by the end of the week.
And yes, you still have to go get your b-hole bleached.
I plan on doing that probably tomorrow.
You know what I like about that hole is you can call it the a-hole or the b-hole.
Oh, look at that, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway, get that thing bleached. Then
I need someone to come with
and
me,
and then
though.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I'm not going with you. Why not? We're going to record this slap heard around the world on video.
Are we doing anything for this slap video? Like special? Are you going to throw on a glove?
Like a French... Like the
like a
French
little white,
used to
yeah,
do.
A white glove. Before,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
I'll
a
do
duel.
That. I'll get a white glove.
I would appreciate that.
Maybe a golf
it's
glove.
It's a little classier.
Steve Holt, our celebrity guest picker last week, who is not a real human.
He's also the worst person ever.
And a terrible, terrible anti-military man, went 2-2-1. He also pronounced his lock of the week was Florida, UK, under 49.5, which he lost. So thanks for that lock of the week, Steve. Really appreciate it.
What else?
What?
Oh, we have a guest I would like to talk about.
Oh yeah.
On Thursday we have a guest.
Is she gonna watch me slap you?
She's gonna be here for all of it. She's a member of the 1 million follower club on Twitter. She is
interesting.
She used to be in the porn industry. She's a big Florida State fan. Her name is Mia Khalifa.
Oh.
Austin resident. She will be in studio on Thursday, and she will watch all of it go down, and she will have a microphone, so
maybe she can tell you a little bit about the butthole bleaching.
Maybe she can slap me too.
Maybe she can slap you instead of me.
Maybe somewhere
else. I will gladly give her the slap.
Can we please have her slap me instead of you?
Because I'd much prefer that.
Oh,
to
be producer Micah says he's okay with that. It's up to him.
If she's okay with it, we'll do that.
Yeah, I'll pitch it to her.
Might drive more clicks.
I have a feeling she'll be all about it. Anyway, big guest on Thursday, so that's cool.
Tune in for that real quick. You're obviously looking to dominate the tailgate scene this year, so we recommend checking out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com for everything you could possibly need to look incredible on game day. From menswear to Yeti gear, Man Outfitters has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, in all caps, CFB, as in college football. That code expires October 31st, so get in there and get some gear now. Now we're going to check out the backdoor cover hotline. You can call us and ask us questions or just rant or whatever at 800-392-6344. Say your name and your school and then ask us a question or give us a take. Each week, we will play the best call or calls. Again, the number is 800-392-6344. And here is our call from this week.
Yo, what's up? This is Nick from UW-Milwaukee, greatest school in Milwaukee. Fuck the Golden Eagles. Somebody stole my bottle tonight, and I still hate Dorn more, so fuck him. Bye.
Did that guy leave his name? Whatever your name is, dude. You know, fuck you too, and I'm all about the Golden Eagles.
I'm also a huge Golden Eagles fan.
Yeah, I don't even know what school that is, but I hope they beat the shit out of your team, and I hope you cry, and you lose all your friends.
Well, I don't hope all that.
I hope you fail out of school.
Golden Eagles sound tight.
And your life just goes in the shitter, and I hate you.
And coming from a guy that has a really hard time enunciating words.
Yeah, I have no idea what that kid just said.
I have no idea what he said.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. I heard fuck Dorna. I heard something about the Golden Eagles.
I heard UW Milwaukee.
See, I thought he said Hawaii.
No, he said Milwaukee. He said the best school in Milwaukee. Fuck the Golden Eagles.
Like, I didn't even know. I can't name schools in Milwaukee.
Is that Marquette?
So. I'm standing up for the Golden Eagles here.
Oh, Marquette. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I'm all about Marquette.
Great call.
Asshole.
What's
the next one?
Next.
Woo! 41-7. Yeah. This is Reese. You know, UT. The one in Texas, not the Ferry Volunteers. Man, 41-7. How is that all we did? We're fucking playing UTEP. Those kids live in El Paso. I saw good things, though, you know. My QB can throw. You know, Shane Bouchels, the boy can throw. Just another question. Is it racist to call a player boy? Because, you know, sometimes I like to yell out, like, you know, get that ball under control, boy. And I just don't know if it's racist or not. And, is it all right to wear a jersey to a game? That's another question. And, you know, I'm happy my team got the W. And, about that call last week, you know, well, I said I was a fifth year-ish. It's you know, because I had, like, a drug problem and, you know, failed a semester, lied about going to school a semester, and ended up going to rehab for another semester. You know, so I was kind of on campus for, like, 5 years-ish. So, yeah, let me know. All right, thank y'all, Backstory Cats. Go Horns. Love y'all.
All right, man. Wow. This is the same guy from last week, isn't it?
Yeah, it turns out his name is Reese.
Okay, you need to start being happy with a Texas victory. They have been not great the past few years. You need to appreciate a win a little bit better. Okay.
Maybe the most ungrateful fan base
in
the country.
You are just a miserable person. You asked about, is it racist to call a guy? Look, if you have to ask if something's racist, just don't do it.
It is.
It's going to offend somebody.
No, that's just racist, though.
Plus, yeah, that's just racist. But if you have to ask, yeah, don't.
Also, no, don't wear a jersey to the game.
Don't wear a jersey.
It's college football. Get yourself a button down.
Stop doing
polo.
Drugs, too. Don't do drugs, man. You said you had a drug problem, I think, somewhere.
I disagree with Dylan on this one.
Fine, do drugs. But look, be happier, man. What's wrong with you? Texas won by 34 points.
I'm going to be real. I like Reese's general disposition.
Did he say his name was Reese?
His name's Reese. He gave us his name, which is just the name of a dude who's just living life at the bottom. Reese.
Reese, perk up, buddy. Life is good, man.
Reese, keep calling in. You're the best.
This is Joseph from Texas A&M. And fuck this fucking Fox Sports Netflix. I went in, I did some research, and changed my pick from fucking Penn State to Pittsburgh and SMU to Baylor. And I saved that shit, and it didn't save. I hit save. It said on the bottom, your picks are saved. I put the time in, like my buddy said, and I chose that shit, and then I come out losers. I should be 8-0 right now. But no, I'm fucking 6-2 because that shit didn't save. But on the bottom, it said save. So fuck that shit. I should be 8-0. So just to let y'all fucks know. And that's it. I'm out. Later.
Was there an actual question in there? What does anybody have a question?
He lost both of the picks that he switched to. What's
he just said he switched from Penn State to Pittsburgh and SMU to Baylor, and it didn't go through, but he won both of those games because SMU covered and so did Penn State.
I don't think he was sober, and I don't think it matters.
No.
Just.
But you're welcome.
At least talk us off if you're going to call in without a question.
Was there a problem in there? What's his deal?
I don't know, man.
Whatever.
I'm just confused.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully we get some more, I don't know, just better calls next week.
Maybe some questions.
Higher quality.
I want Reese to keep calling, though.
Just checking in.
Keep doing drugs and keep calling.
Reese, stay off the sauce.
Can we?
I mean.
You just encouraged drug use.
Can we be a sponsor?
Reese, I will be your sponsor. I have been to outpatient rehab, sort of like going to rehab. I took five-ish years to graduate. Don't feel bad.
If Texas loses, he's just going to off himself.
I don't think he is. I think he's going to go into a, like a sweet
bender. So miserable after a 34-point win that a loss is just going to send him over the edge.
But luckily for him, the Big 12 doesn't look that good this year.
Be real, though. He sounded a little more happy today than he did last week.
And he sounded miserable.
But he still sounded miserable, yeah. But I, again,
but it steps in the right problem.
I respect in the right direction. Sounds. Call us 800-392-6344. Preferably have a question. You don't have to have a question, but it'd be nice if we had something to talk about after we listen to you ramble incoherently, and try to go to a spot where it's not windy and there's not a ton of background noise so we can actually understand what the fuck you are saying in your call.
Although I do like it when they're like leaving the stadium and they like pick up the phone like, I got to talk to backdoor cover.
Yeah,
right,
except
now.
That we can't. I don't know what that kid said.
That's okay.
You're right. I guess it doesn't matter if we know what they say. We're just playing it on our podcast where if you don't know what they're saying, there's no fucking point. God. Anyway, that's it for this week. Again, 800-392-6344 is our backdoor cover hotline number. Call us. Also, subscribe on iTunes, Backdoor Cover. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Network, which you hear about periodically throughout our show with little commercials. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor. What the fuck is our Twitter handle? Backdoor Cast.
For now.
Still waiting on the pirate robbery to take place that we're gonna
commandeer that name.
Thank you, Dan. That's what I wanted. We're gonna commandeer.
It's a good word.
Backdoor Cover, the Twitter handle. Anyway, on Twitter we're sending out the link to the Pick'em site in case you're too stupid to find it on your own. So get on there. Pick'em site has been tweeted out again today. And y'all got anything else? Dan? Dylan?
I'm ready to get out of here.
Sco Buffs and Roll Knights.
Sco Buffs. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Peace.
Later.